What the best leaders say when someone makes a mistake. The true measure of leadership isn't revealed during moments of triumph, but rather in how leaders respond when things go wrong. When team members make mistakes, the words that follow from leadership can either foster growth and innovation or create fear and stagnation. The best leaders understand that mistakes are inevitable in any dynamic workplace, and their response to these moments defines not just individual relationships, but the entire organizational culture. In today's rapidly evolving business environment, where innovation and agility are paramount, the ability to handle mistakes effectively has become a critical leadership competency. Organizations that punish mistakes often find themselves with risk-averse employees who avoid challenging projects and creative solutions. Conversely, companies led by leaders who respond constructively to errors tend to have more engaged, innovative, and resilient teams. The psychology behind mistake management. Understanding the psychological impact of mistakes is crucial for effective leadership. When someone makes an error, their brain immediately triggers a stress response. The amygdala, our brain's alarm system, floods the body with stress hormones, making rational thinking more difficult. In this vulnerable state, how a leader responds can either amplify the stress or help regulate it. Research in neuroscience shows that when people feel psychologically safe, they're more likely to learn from their mistakes and take calculated risks in the future. The acknowledgement of mistakes creates an environment where learning and growth can flourish, rather than one dominated by fear and self-preservation. The best leaders recognize that their immediate response to a mistake sets the tone for all future interactions. They understand that people are watching not just how they handle success, but how they navigate failure and help others through difficult moments. What exceptional leaders actually say. The language that great leaders use when addressing mistakes is carefully chosen and intentionally supportive. Instead of immediately assigning blame or expressing frustration, they focus on understanding, learning, and moving forward constructively. Let's figure out what happened together. This phrase immediately shifts the dynamic from accusatory to collaborative. It signals that the leader sees the mistake as a problem to be solved rather than a person to be blamed. The word together is particularly powerful, as it demonstrates shared ownership of both the problem and the solution. What can we learn from this? Exceptional leaders reframe mistakes as learning opportunities. This question redirects attention from dwelling on the error to extracting valuable insights. It transforms a negative experience into a growth opportunity and demonstrates the leader's commitment to continuous improvement. I've made similar mistakes myself. Acknowledging their own fallibility helps leaders connect with their team members on a human level. This admission reduces shame and isolation while demonstrating that mistakes are a normal part of professional growth. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. When team members proactively report their mistakes, great leaders reinforce this behavior by expressing gratitude. This response encourages transparency and prevents small issues from becoming major problems due to concealment. The power of compassionate leadership. Compassion in leadership isn't about being soft or avoiding accountability, it's about responding to human error with understanding and wisdom. Showing genuine compassion when someone makes a mistake creates deeper trust and stronger team bonds. Compassionate leaders recognize that behind every mistake is a human being who likely feels disappointed, embarrassed, or frustrated with themselves. The most effective leaders balance compassion with accountability. They acknowledge the human element of mistakes while still maintaining standards and expectations. This balance is achieved through their choice of words, tone, and timing of conversations about errors. I can see this is frustrating for you. Let's work through it step by step. This response acknowledges the emotional impact of the mistake while offering practical support. It validates the person's feelings without dwelling on them, then redirects energy toward problem solving. Everyone makes mistakes. What matters is how we respond to them. This statement normalizes human error while emphasizing the importance of the response. It removes shame from the equation and focuses attention on constructive action. Creating psychological safety through words. Psychological safety, a concept popularized by Harvard Business School professor Amy Edmondson, refers to the belief that one can speak up, ask questions, and make mistakes without fear of negative consequences. The words leaders use when addressing mistakes are fundamental to creating this safe environment. Leaders who foster psychological safety consistently use language that separates the person from the problem. They avoid personal attacks or character judgments, instead focusing on the specific situation and its resolution. This linguistic discipline requires practice and intentionality, but its impact on team performance is profound. This mistake doesn't define you or your capabilities. Great leaders help team members maintain perspective when they've made an error. They remind people that one mistake doesn't negate their overall contributions or potential. What support do you need to prevent this from happening again? This question demonstrates the leader's commitment to the team member's success. It shifts focus from punishment to prevention and empowers the individual to identify solutions. Handling resistance and defensiveness. Not every mistake conversation goes smoothly. Sometimes team members become defensive or refuse to acknowledge their errors. How leaders respond when told they're wrong or when facing resistance reveals their true leadership character. The best leaders remain calm and patient, understanding that defensiveness often stems from fear or previous negative experiences. I understand this might feel uncomfortable to discuss. Acknowledging the discomfort helps lower defenses and shows empathy for the person's emotional state. It creates space for honest dialogue without judgment. Help me understand your perspective on what happened. This approach invites collaboration rather than demanding submission. It shows respect for the team member's viewpoint while still addressing the need to understand the situation fully. The long-term impact of constructive responses. The way leaders handle mistakes has far-reaching consequences beyond the immediate situation. Teams that experience constructive mistake management develop higher levels of trust, creativity, and engagement. They're more willing to take on challenging projects and propose innovative solutions because they know that failure won't result in harsh punishment or career damage. Organizations with leaders who handle mistakes well also tend to have better error reporting systems. When people aren't afraid of the consequences, they're more likely to report problems early, allowing for quicker resolution and preventing small issues from escalating into major crises. Your willingness to take risks and try new approaches is valuable, even when they don't work out perfectly. This message reinforces the importance of innovation and calculated risk-taking, essential elements of competitive organizations. Practical strategies for leaders. Developing the skill to respond effectively to mistakes requires intentional practice and self-awareness. Leaders must first examine their own relationship with failure and mistakes. Those who are overly harsh on themselves tend to be equally harsh on others. One effective strategy is the pause and breathe technique. When a leader learns of a mistake, taking a moment to breathe and collect thoughts before responding can prevent reactive statements that damage relationships. Understanding the emotional dynamics at play helps leaders respond more thoughtfully and effectively. Great leaders also prepare for these conversations in advance. They develop a mental toolkit of constructive phrases and approaches, so they're not scrambling for words in the moment of discovering an error. This preparation allows them to respond consistently and effectively, regardless of their emotional state. Let's schedule some time to talk through what happened and identify next steps. Sometimes the immediate moment after discovering a mistake isn't the best time for a deep conversation. Scheduling a dedicated discussion shows that the issue is important while allowing emotions to settle. Building systems that support growth. The best leaders don't just respond well to individual mistakes, they create systems and processes that support learning from errors. This might include regular retrospectives, post-mortem analyses that focus on process improvement rather than blame, and recognition programs that celebrate lessons learned from failures. These leaders also model the behavior they want to see by openly discussing their own mistakes and the lessons learned from them. This transparency creates a culture where mistakes are seen as information rather than failures, and where continuous improvement becomes a shared value. This gives us an opportunity to improve our processes for everyone. This response elevates individual mistakes to organizational learning opportunities, showing how errors can benefit the entire team. The business case for constructive mistake management. Organizations with leaders who handle mistakes effectively consistently outperform those that don't. They have higher employee engagement scores, lower turnover rates, and more innovative solutions. The financial impact of this leadership approach extends beyond immediate team dynamics to affect bottom-line results. When employees aren't afraid of making mistakes, they're more likely to experiment with new approaches, challenge existing processes, and propose creative solutions. This innovation mindset becomes a competitive advantage in rapidly changing markets. Furthermore, the psychological safety created by constructive mistake management leads to better communication overall. Team members are more likely to share concerns, ask for help when needed, and collaborate effectively when they trust their leader's response to challenges and errors. Conclusion. The words leaders choose when someone makes a mistake echo far beyond the immediate conversation. They shape organizational culture, influence team dynamics, and determine whether an environment fosters growth or fear. The best leaders understand that their response to human error is one of their most powerful tools for building strong, innovative, and resilient teams. Exceptional leaders recognize that mistakes are not character flaws but opportunities for growth, learning, and improved processes. They use language that preserves dignity, encourages transparency, and promotes continuous improvement. By doing so, they create environments where people can do their best work without the paralyzing fear of perfectionism. The investment in developing these communication skills pays dividends not just in immediate team performance, but in long-term organizational success and individual career satisfaction. Leaders who master the art of constructive mistake management leave lasting legacies of empowerment, innovation, and human development that extend far beyond their tenure in any particular role. In a world where change is constant and perfection is impossible, the leaders who will thrive are those who can help others navigate failure with grace, extract wisdom from errors, and move forward with confidence and renewed determination.